SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Boeing finally ready to carry astronauts this year. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams launched aboard Starliner in June for what was supposed to be an eight-day stay in space. But thruster failures and helium leaks leading NASA to park the vehicle at the space station while engineers debated how to return the two to planet Earth.
NASA has decided that Butch and Sonny will return with Crew 9 next February and that Starliner will return uncrewed.
NASA Administrator Bill Nelson says the two will come back in February via SpaceX. The jersey that was worn by Babe Ruth during his famous called shot home run in the 1932 World Series is set to sell tonight at auction at Heritage Auctions in Dallas. The suggested price is $30 million. Also at SRNNews.com, after months of anticipation, planning, and vows of protest in Chicago that called to mind the 1968 demonstration, things were a little different this time around. Police Superintendent Larry Snelling.
Thousands of protesters who came here and engaged in First Amendment activity, and some came for other reasons, to engage in violence, vandalism. 74 arrests. No major injuries to the officers. Just shows what a great job these officers did and how the training applied to that.
Well, the Justice Department filing an antitrust lawsuit against real estate software company RealPage. It accuses the company of an illegal scheme that allows landlords to coordinate to hike rental prices. This is SRN News. United Kingdom considering a blasphemy law.
Do not adjust your radio. You heard that right. The new Labour government says it will introduce a law that will make it a crime to say anything that can be considered Islamophobic. This action follows protests against illegal immigration in the UK. Most of the illegals are Muslims. A swelling chorus of voices, right, left, and center, is being raised against the introduction of a law that would function not much differently than blasphemy laws in Muslim nations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Iowa abortion providers opting to dismiss their suit against the state since the Iowa Supreme Court allowed a new pro-life law to be enforced. The suit's dismissal comes weeks after the law took effect, prohibiting most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. State High Court ruling in June reiterated there is no constitutional right to an abortion in Iowa. This is SRN News. A federal judge has temporarily blocked exploratory drilling for a lithium project in Arizona.
Native American leaders say drilling will harm land they've used for religious and cultural ceremonies for centuries. Lawyers for Earth Justice and the Colorado-based Western Mining Action Project won the restraining order on behalf of the Hualapa tribe. The tribe accuses federal land managers of illegally approving the drilling planned by an Australian mining company halfway between Phoenix and Las Vegas. The judge set a hearing September 17th to determine if the exploration suspension should be extended. John Scott reporting.
Wildfires in Brazil and southern Sao Paulo state have killed at least two people. Dozens more have been hurt. Some 35 cities now on high alert. Authorities are stepping up efforts to control the fires. More than 7,000 firefighters on the scene. More details at SRNNews.com.